Live from your computer, it's the Josie Show. Tonight, it's Josie's 17th birthday. Woohoo! Tonight's guests, Scott Nicol, Scott Isbell, and Stephen D, plus many other previous guests calling in to wish Josie happy birthday, and Peanut the Squirrel will interview Josie, getting to her deep, dark secrets. And now, here's the host of your show and our birthday girl, Josie Passantino.
Hey, it's Peanut the Squirrel. Just want to say happy birthday to Josie.
Oh, thank you so much. I am super excited. I am 17 officially. Yesterday was my real birthday, so yes, I am now 17, and this is going to be my birthday show, and I'm very, very excited. So thank you guys, everyone, for joining us in the chat room and listening on the phone. To tell you the truth, and my producer and my web designer, Alan, and Peanut can all agree on this, that I'm completely clueless. I have no idea what, who, when, where people are coming from. So let me just be honest there. So I'm gonna have a lot of help from my producers and all that other fun stuff to guide me through tonight. But I'm very excited because what we will do in the next hour or so for my birthday show tonight, I decided to have a catch-up show with catch-up show. okay, focus. With some of my former guests, and joining me will be Scott Nicol, Scott Isbell, and Stephen D. Now, I also call this show the S Show because all of these people have an S, okay? So pretty self-explanatory. Also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network, airs every week at its new day and time, Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, right before this show at www.thesouthernstar.org. So check it out. It's fabulous, and I'm not just saying that because I'm the host of it. So all you have to do is click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. My guest earlier tonight was the awesome J.J. McCoy. And if you missed it, do not worry. My show's up on demand at www.thesouthernstar.org. So check it out. Get an age-appropriate beverage and sit with some popcorn and enjoy my show. It's fabulous. And we'll have to wait and see what other crazy things are happening on my birthday show tonight. Like I said, maybe we'll hear from more friends. You never know. So stay with us all the way through. You will not want to miss a moment of this pâté. So, yes, and I'm now very I'm hypnotized by this weird black screen that's happening on our Ustream right now. So hopefully we can get that fixed. Also, I want to mention one of our awesome listeners shared with us that our former guest, the Ivies, will be premiering a new video tomorrow on Saturday. So check out their Facebook and site for details. You know it's going to be awesome because they're awesome. So it's going to be amazing. I am definitely going to check it out. Ivies, yeah. So now it looks like my first guest tonight has arrived. Former guest Scott Nicol is here with us. Woo! Yeah. Scott, you there?
Good evening, dude.
You have to be a fun one. Well deserved. How have you been?
Well, I've been great and incredibly busy. And happy birthday to you. I wanted to say that.
Thank you so much. I am 17 and super excited about it. Very, very cool.
Did you have a great day yesterday?
Oh, yes. Family, friends, cake, you know, the best.
lots of presents.
Oh, yes. Everything I wanted and more.
Well, it's a real honor to be back on your show. Thank you for playing my music, and thank you for having me back on. And I'm more excited to be part of your birthday show, which is amazing.
It is my honor, because I am very excited to play your songs tonight and get to catch up with you. So first off, for all of our new listeners who didn't listen to your interview before, can you tell everyone the genre of music you play and how you would describe your music?
Well, the genre is definitely rock music, but it's kind of more in the vein of maybe like Ryan Adams or Bruce Springsteen. It's kind of folk Americana, kind of pop rock, I suppose. That would be the genre. And I think I'm a very passionate performer. I love to connect with an audience, and I'm all about trying to inspire people with good lyrics and really communicate. I've been very busy. I was playing a gig last night, and tonight I'm just in from a show, and I'm playing again tomorrow night, and then on your show. So it's a really busy weekend for me musically.
Wow. Absolutely. Well, I bet you are having just a blast, enjoying your time, performing, meeting the fans. It's very, very cool. I bet it's just so much fun for you. And will you tell us about some of the music you have out right now, including your single, Like the Best, She's Fearless, which is a really unique name. I like it.
Yeah, thank you for that. There's actually quite a lot of things musically out there for new just now. I've got an album called Storm the Winter Palace. That's with my band. My band is called The Limitless Sky. So you can get that on iTunes and EataCD.com and CD Baby, things like that. And I've also got an album produced by Jandar Records called Bullet from the Heart of Love. I believe it's up on iTunes as well. And so that's a compilation of songs I've written over the years. And the single you just mentioned, Like the Best, She's Fearless, just came out late 2011. So it's very fresh. It's still, you know, really vibrant. And it's on iTunes and the other places I mentioned. So a lot of fresh stuff. And I was in London 2 weeks ago and recorded a brand new song called Love Enough. And hopefully we'll have the final mix of that in a couple of days' time. So I'm writing a lot of songs, performing a lot of new songs, and I just love doing it.
Wow, that's so exciting. I can't wait to check out your new music. That's so cool. Very exciting.
Well, I know you've been playing some of my music in the past.
Yes.
I know I sent you that, the single, so I hope you get to play that in the show. I set it in the sense of a woman that at times feels vulnerable, other times feels very bold and courageous, and it's just really a woman rising up and saying, you know, I'm not going to let fear keep me down. So it's a very positive lyric, and it's been, I sang it tonight in the show I was doing, and it went down great, and it's been going down great live. So yeah, I think you'll like it.
And that's what we love about your songs, because they all are very positive, and everyone can enjoy them. And speaking of your single, Like the Best, She's Fearless, we're going to play that right now. Is that all right?
Wow. Ooh, excited.
me too. All right, everyone, you are going to love this. Here it is, Like the Best, She's Fearless. Let's rock. Here it is.
Best, she's fearless. A turn.
Us so we could play it tonight.
Well, it's an honor. It's one of my few kind of soulful songs. I was kind of laughing when you said let's rock, because that's not really a rock song, but it's
right.
It's almost like as I said, soulful, which it's something that I don't really do much. But you know yourself as a writer, Josie, you just kind of write songs and you just do them how they feel, and that's the way that one came out, and we went in the studio and it just felt right to do it that way, and it's great. Mm-hmm. Love it.
That's how that one played out. Very, very neat.
I think you could sing that.
Oh, wait, what'd you say? Sorry.
I think you would do a great version of that. You could sing that.
I think I could too.
You could.
Allow me to do that. That'd be awesome. And also, where can our listeners go to purchase your music? Let's get that out there.
Well, there's a website in Scotland that I'm very keen to promote. It's called eatacd.com. It's a Christian distributor, I think you would say. And they have a lot of great artists on it, and they have some of my music. You can get it on eatacd.com, or you can get some stuff on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon. I've got an EP called Possibility Screams, an album called Storm the Winter Palace, and Bullet from the Heart of Love and Light the Bed, She's Fearless are all on the ones I mentioned there, iTunes, mm-hmm. CD Baby, and eatacd.com. I hope that wasn't too much for people to remember, but there's plenty of stuff you can download. And in fact, if people go to my websites, which I've got, it's www.scottnickel.us, there's about 4 or 5 tracks on there. You can hear, like, you know, maybe like 2 minutes of a track. Also on my Facebook band page, it's Scott Nickel and the Limitless Sky. There's, you know, about 5 tracks on there. And there's plenty on YouTube, Josie, to see and hear. And there's plenty people can access. That's how, you know, the internet is working for us musicians.
It is. It is. There are so many different social networking sites that you could advertise from. And after the show, we're going to post links to your websites and all that other fun stuff for fans to easily click onto. So no problems at all.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Anytime. So how about we play another one of your songs, Romance of American Skies? Can you tell us a little bit about that song first?
Yeah. Well, the first thing about that song is this is really, really new. And the version you're going to play is a demo. I just demoed it at just after Christmas. In fact, it was right at the beginning of this year. And it's kind of bass drums but it's just a short, fast-paced song. And it's demo, but it's a good quality demo. You know, you can always catch something fresh when you do a good demo. The thought behind that song was I was in Wisconsin, as you know, because we nearly met up in October there of last year.
Right.
And the day I was going home, I was glad to be coming home, obviously, to see my wife and family, but I was sad to leave in America, and I was just looking out the bus window. I was going to Chicago Airport, and obviously you're looking at the sky, and the line came into my mind, the romance of American skies, because, you know, the whole idea for me as a Scottish guy going to America is quite romantic anyway, the whole notion of it. And I had just had a great 3 weeks there, and I just wrote about some of the kind of experiences I had and just that trip. So it's a really up-to-date account of my last trip in America, I suppose. So it's a bit of romanticism flung in there. So that's the Romance of American Skies. I hope you like it.
Oh, I know we will. And so let's play that right now. Romance of American Skies. Here we go.
American sky. I'm looking across the plain to the heartland. For me, it's the people, not the places. I can see the grace written on the faces. They're taking me into the hearts and souls, making me feel like I'll never get old. It's a romance of American skies, driving down the highway, wind in my hair. I've been chasing that old American dream. Summer broken up, summer washed up, summer living after somewhere in between. But I'm gonna rise like a shining star, burning down the interstate. But I looked up and glanced at the romance of American skies. I'm under an open heaven. I feel like I'm washed together. I see the plains and the vastness land, the prairies leap and dance. I hear the expectation in a thousand cries. I feel the romance of American skies. I feel the romance of American skies. American skies. It's in the romance of American skies.
And that was Romance of American Skies. And you're right, that is a really great demo. Perfectly clear.
Yeah, I was just listening to it there and I thought that's pretty good for a demo.
Right.
Yeah.
It definitely is. It's perfect, even over the phone, so that's just amazing. And I love it. I love it. And here's a fun question for you. Have you met anyone that has just made the biggest impression on your career? Anyone that sticks out? Yeah, anyone that just made an impression.
Well, I've had loads of people that have made an impression on me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Too many to count.
It probably is. I know so many people who have inspired me, and actually to pick one right now is quite difficult, Josie.
Exactly.
It's nearly 1:30 in the morning here as well, so I'm, you know, maybe my brain's not working as well as it should be. But,
understandable. You have a lot of people behind you. Tons of very dedicated friends and family and fans. So you definitely probably have a lot.
I probably would say, I suppose my wife, in the sense that, you know, I couldn't do this without her and her support, really, I suppose. And she kind of releases me into doing what I feel, you know, I need to do as an artist. So, yeah, I probably would say she is an inspiration. She's a great woman. And, yeah, I'll say my wife, Marlene.
Good answer. I like it. And what are some things that you like to do for fun, any hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Well, I'm not really one for hobbies. My life really does surround music in one form or another almost every day of my life. So, I mean, like most people, I like a good movie. If I get the chance to relax and see a good movie, or that would probably be it. You know what? I'm not a great reader, so I suppose just chilling down in front of a TV or a movie, TV program or a movie would be my kind of way of relaxing, I suppose. But mostly, it's music.
Absolutely. Music is your hobby. Nothing wrong with that. It's mine, too.
Yeah.
It just relaxes me. It's in my comfort zone. I know it well, so I'm just, I agree. So let's play. We have actually one more song of yours tonight. So let's hear your song, New York City Summer's Day.
I was hoping you were going to play that, because it's from a... Every single time that summer rolls around, and it's not that far away, just a few months, it'll be summer.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, since 2008, I actually wrote this song 2008, put it out on an EP called Possibility Screams, which you can still buy in iTunes. And I've tried to get this song as a hit song in America, for obvious reasons in America, because it's called New York City Summer's Day. And I've had it played on New York radio, and I've had, you know, interest in the song, but it never kind of got anywhere. And I believe it's a bigger song than it's been, if you know what I mean. And we are promoting, we're actually going to promote this again this year, and we're going to try and get it on a commercial or a TV show or something.
That's an idea.
Coming out of New York, because it's just a hot, rocking, fast-paced piece of energy, and it's just made for the summer. So I'm so glad you're going to play it. Thank you very much for doing it.
My pleasure. I'm super excited to play with this because this is it's going to make me want summer even more bad than I do now. So I am very excited. So let's play this right now for the fans here. New York City Summer's Day right now. Woo!
Like a hurricane, I'm landing, blistering in the heat of a New York City Tennessee. Like a current on the river, moving fast, I'm dark and hungry, taking it all today. Oh, yeah, I'm going back to the fair, pushing to go. Feels like you came back to me to say so wild. Well, the pressure's on, but I gotta keep going. If the bus I see, it seems to be right. Coming back to where I started from. Try again, the destination. Like a hurricane, I'm landing, blistering in the heat of a New York City Tennessee. All on the skyline, I can hear living to call my name. Really call my name. That lady's telling me, boy, you better guard your freedom. So I'm singing now, I'm gonna choose life. The first idea seems to be right. Coming back to where I started from. Try again, I'm so destination. I'm hurting in my mind, and we're singing that beat of the New York City summer street. Fast and stark and hungry, taking it all today. Oh, young boy, and that's what I'm after to do. Feels like it came back to me to stay so wild. Oh, young boy, and that's what I'm after to do. Feels like it came back to me to stay so wild.
And that was New York City Summer's Day. I love it. I love it so much. Beautiful, beautiful. And I have to thank you so, so much for sending us all of these great songs and coming on the show. We actually ran out of time, but I just have to thank you so much. We think you're amazing and we're huge, huge fans. You know we support
thank
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you played those songs, and thank you for having me on, and especially on your birthday show, Josie. Thank you so much. And I hope I get to meet you sometime, and maybe I'm hoping to be in America in July. That's looking very hopeful for me. So maybe we could meet up. Who knows?
That would be amazing. You have to let me know. I would love to see you perform live or just to meet you or whatever you want to do. I'm there.
Well, I would love to hear you singing live. So maybe we could arrange something.
You know I will. Just give me a time and place.
Well, we'll keep in touch.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a great birthday show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. That is very talented, Scott Mikkel. I had so much fun catching up with him. Always so much fun talking with him. He's super talented, and we're going to, after the show, post all the links to his stuff and so for easy access for you guys. So do not even worry about a thing. We got you covered. I'm confused.
Happy birthday, dear Josie. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Josie, it's your buddy Brian Cole calling. Just wishing you a wonderful, wonderful happy birthday and many more, my friend, many more. Have a wonderful day and God bless. Talk to you soon.
Okay, that is like the coolest thing ever. Oh my gosh, that is Brian Cole. He's amazing. I got to interview him on the Josie Show quite a few times, and then he was on the Southern Star network on Josie's Hard Country, I believe. Yes, I'm pretty sure. And it was fabulous, and I'm going to be quiet now.
Hey, Josie, it's Sarah Addison. I was on your show a month or two ago, and I just heard that it was your 17th birthday, so happy birthday. I hope you have an amazing birthday. You're an amazing person, and I hope to catch up with you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, that is awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you so much, Brian Cole. Brian Cole, Sarah Addison, everyone. That was amazing. I can't believe I'm 17. Time just flies by. It's craziness. But it looks like I'm getting the thumbs up to my next wonderful guest, former guest. Scott Isbell is on the line. Is that true or false? Hello, Scott. You there?
Hi, Josie. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I am super excited. I am, like, hyped up on Coca-Cola right now, so watch out now.
I know. So am I.
Good. Good. So what's been going on? Been a long time.
I missed talking with you and being on the show. My schedule has been crazy, and I see your schedule's ticking up even more than it already has with all your recording you're about to embark on.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. It's the recording experience is all about you, and so make sure you're recording in a comfortable environment and get the takes you want. You know, recording's really awesome. You honestly get sick of, you do it so much you get sick of your songs at first for a little bit.
That is awesome. See, I have been asking people for advice, like, since I found out about this whole recording deal. So thank you so much, because
no
I'm going to need all the help I can get. I am crazy nervous about this.
You have plenty of talent.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So let's talk about you, because the last time you were on my show, I believe because it's kind of crazy because I interviewed you, and then you came on during a Savannah Ewan interview because we did a fun, like, awkward interview kind of question thing.
Yeah, I miss talking with Savannah. We have to get another show with us together, the three of us. Three amigos.
I agree. That was crazy. That was crazy. People were even making fun of the questions. Now, let me just say right now, I did not make up any of those questions, okay? I found those. I promise.
No, that's fine. I would have probably asked the same type of question because I'm weird, so.
I was curious. Come on. You know those are fun questions.
They are.
Yeah, exactly. See? And then I believe during the show, we also premiered your song, I Should Be, which is still one of my all-time favorites. How's that going?
Thank you. I have new music I'm working on right now, and I am a fan of I Should Be as well. That's probably one of my favorites. It's really a Michael Jackson-inspired song, you know, about, you know, where I want to be in life and, you know, being in a relationship and wanting to be with someone, seeing them with someone else and how that would feel. I'm really happy with where my career is going. You know, obviously, I want to change the world through not only my music, but who I am as a person and stay true to that. But I haven't announced this officially to anywhere, but I just signed an artist development deal with a producer named Bernie Stevenson, who currently is one of Kelly Rowland's producers, who is a producer for Kelly Rowland is a Destiny's Child, and he's produced for Ray J and Drew Hill. So I'm really excited about all that. I don't even know if I'm supposed to announce it yet, but I just did. So
you just did, so it doesn't matter. Congratulations, that's so
Thank
amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel really blessed.
Oh, you are blessed. That is just amazing. Well deserved, too. I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, thank you. As you know, some days you feel like things aren't moving fast enough, and other days they just really happen. You know, it's going to be a long journey, though. So, but I'm looking forward to what is to come.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I love listening to your new stuff and seeing all the fun stuff that you're doing. I mean, I remember when I think it was on Facebook, and I seen that you were in a Christmas carol past holiday season.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I was in the East Coast live stage version of A Christmas Carol, where I played Ghost of Christmas Present, Mr. Jonesberry, who's one of the solicitors trying to get money and gets kicked out of out of the place. And I also played, did some dance scenes as well, which was kind of new because I am not necessarily into waltz dancing and some of that, 1800s type dance. But it was really an incredible experience, not only for my acting career, but meeting new people. And Christmas is definitely my favorite time of the year. So, it was really a great dream come true to be able to be part of something, such an incredible story.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I so totally wish I could have seen it live. It looked amazing seeing the pictures. I believe they're still on Facebook. Please correct me if I'm wrong.
They should be. I have a lot of, and I also have a video promo reel up on my YouTube from that show as well, if anyone wants to check that out. It's pretty funny.
Okay, I got to check that out.
Yeah, you do. The funny thing was, the guy who plays Scrooge is a pretty big guy. He's probably maybe 6'3", 6'2", and I'm only 5'6", so when I play Ghost for Christmas Present, he's actually supposed to be a really big guy. So they had me, they got me a long gown, and I had to stand on a stool, and I didn't get on the stool until the lights were fully pitched out, blackout. So, so you'll notice I'm standing at like 7 feet tall, but it's pretty funny. Yeah.
That is hilarious. I have to check that out after the show. You have to. I have to find it. So please send it to me or something so I can easily get it. That would be amazing. Awesome. And so here's a random fun question. Just talking about your acting a little bit before we get to your music. But who are your acting inspirations? Who do you really enjoy?
I have so many. I'm a big fan of Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler. Definitely one of my big inspirations for actors would have to include Tom Hanks and Drew Barrymore as well.
Mm-hmm. You like some of the comedy and then more of the serious stuff too, right?
I don't know, but you can't go wrong with a wedding singer with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
I know. That is hilarious. Absolutely. Well, you have a whole list there. You definitely are everywhere with that. So that's very, very cool. And do you have any like upcoming or ongoing acting roles that you're in that you could tell us about? Any current stuff?
Right now, with the new signing I'm doing with Bernie Stevenson from Philly, I am pretty much just solely focused on the music at the time being because just with all going on, I actually will be going to Berkeley pretty soon as well for college. So, I'm going to be doing acting as well, especially theater. But in terms of, I don't have any more acting roles scheduled. I'm solely focused on we're getting all new music for in, and pretty soon I'm going to start doing some touring again. I'll have brand new music coming out again as well. And including two songs that aren't even released that I sent to you to put on.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, you're going to be very busy with your music career and then also college. You're going to have to, like, balance both of those.
I know. Pretty soon are you already looking at college?
I actually am. I'm thinking of, like, I think easier for me, especially with, like, I don't know, I mean, because I get, like, a lot of calls and stuff for, like, managers and stuff, and I obviously can't, like, go places and stuff for that, so I'm thinking maybe online-ish or something.
Oh, yeah. Online. Yeah, there's so
maybe.
Much, like, I swear, even, like, schools like Yale and all these schools offer online stuff, and it's really flexible with being a performer like yourself, and, it's really incredible what you can do online now. You don't even have to get out of your PJs in the morning and you can be in class.
Right. That's, so, yeah, online, that's probably how I'm going to start out and see how it goes.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's, Berkeley has online stuff as well you could always look at.
Right. Oh, that would be really cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, congrats with everything that you're doing and college and all that fun stuff. I know you're going to do great, so I'm not even worried about that. Very cool. And so can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now? As you said, you got some new stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's plenty of new unreleased music that my producer and I, he's written. I'm currently co-writing some stuff. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this, but I'm saying anyway, I am going to be in a song with one of Notorious B.I.G.'s. He was Biggie Smalls, one of his rappers and rap partners, mm-hmm. named Pudgy. He was also on a bunch of Tupac's music as well. We're going to be doing a song together where I'm actually going to rap in it. He's going to rap in it, and I'll sing in it as well. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to be working on it very soon in New York. In terms of some stuff, I am going to be releasing. I do have some songs. One of mine I sent you is called Broken Glass.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably my most emotional song I've written myself. And, you know, it's really about people kind of taking advantage of you, not only in relationships, but just in general, where people use you for what you are, what they need you as, and they'll kind of just throw you under a bus, and then they might come back later. But basically how I'm not going to let, not just haters, but just people in general, not going to let them take me down and ruin my dreams. And I really think it's a song that can relate to everyone. I even rap in it, which I kind of enjoy as well. I guess I'm kind of like the white B.O.B.
That's what we heard the rapping part, and we're like, who is that? We didn't know for sure, but that was you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the other one I sent you is One Last Night, you know, the faster paced one. And and that's not actually me rapping. That's a good friend of mine named Mixture. He actually works at Sony Music. He's a rapper as well, but he works at Sony Music as a marketing person for Sony Records. I've learned a great deal of stuff through him. He really has a, I think he's actually on like a Atlanta, Florida tour, kind of the East Coast down near Florida area tour right now. That song you'll hear, he's a really incredible rapper, one of the best I've ever heard. So I'm excited for people to hear all of these new songs.
Oh, that's so, so cool. I am definitely going to check it out. And your song, Broken Glass, like you mentioned, we actually have that song. So can we play that right now? That'd be cool.
I'd be love to have it played.
Oh, good, good. Okay, here it is, everyone. Broken Glass by Scott Isabel.
Wait, guys.
Can I just ask you, Vinny?
Play the song, we have a Paula that we don't want to keep on hold.
Hold on. People who make fun of me. Hang on. Whoa, techie fail. What happened?
Before you play the song, we have a caller for Scott Isabel on the line who wants to say hi. It's his number one fan.
Emily.
I'm going to put her through right now.
Oh.
And you're on the air with Josie and Scott.
Hi.
Hi, is this Emily?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Emily. How are you doing? I was hoping you'd call her.
Good. My dad says hi.
Oh, tell him I said hi as well. I haven't seen him since I performed at that wrestling event. I hope you guys are doing well. I appreciate your support so much, especially the amount of Twitter followers you've helped me get. I really feel I wouldn't be where I am without all your support and motivation. And, you know, you're a really incredible friend. So I want to thank you for that.
That's so cool.
So,
and I wanted to say happy birthday to Josie.
Oh, thank you, Emily. Thank you so, so much. I'm 17. Woo!
You're welcome.
Your mom's going to be happy when you're 18, right?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, Emily, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'll see you. I'll talk with you soon, Emily.
Yeah. Oh, and my friend Yambi says, what's up?
Oh, cool. Keep doing your thing and keep following your dreams, and I'll catch up with you very soon on Twitter and Facebook and all that. This is just the beginning of our journey, so keep going and living your dreams, because I know they'll come true.
Okay.
Bye. I'll talk to you later.
Awesome. One dedicated
awesome
fan.
I know. She.
Oh, yeah.
She does so much Twitter marketing and Facebook marketing for me. Like, I woke up the other day, and I think she had gained me, like, 200 or 300 more followers in a day.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a tip for anyone entering the music business, is get a really strong fan base and really connect with them, and, you know, they'll...
Mm-hmm.
Really incredible tool that you can't just buy that will really help you with your career.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like Emily is such a dedicated fan. She's not going anywhere. She is a huge fan of yours, which it's always good to have those dedicated fans that will stick with you through just anything.
You know, her the high school she goes to, they actually had a Scott Isbell Day one day.
Are you serious?
So,
okay, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty honored and surprised to hear that, so that was pretty cool.
That is really, really cool. See what I mean? That is just amazing. Well, thank you, Emily, if you're still listening, for calling in.
Yes, thank you. And I remember, this is a little off topic, but I remember Savannah's fan who called in, who was from, God, I don't know, was it Australia or where, somewhere ridiculous, where she, it was like 4 a.m. in the morning where she lived, and she stayed up the whole night just to, you know, that, I just,
I know.
Fans are really incredible.
They are. That was just craziness. You were right. I think it was maybe Australia or something, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and she did not turn that thing off.
I wouldn't get up at 4 a.m. to hear myself on the radio. So for my fans to do that same thing for me is, and all these people is, you know, really incredible.
Oh, it's so very, very incredible. I love it. And as I mentioned before the caller, we actually are going to play your song Broken Glass.
Oh, I love this one. So, well, I hope people like it. It means a lot to me, so hope you enjoy it.
We will. So let's play that now, everyone. Here it is, Broken Glass by Scott Isbell. Here we go.
What does it feel like when you're done? This one goes out to all the people who make fun of me for being different, for pursuing the things I love to do. Thank you to the doubter. You motivated me to follow my dreams.
Ooh, as the rain keeps falling, my tears keep falling, and it's been pouring now for days, and I just won't give up. Let the sun will shine. As I keep on crying, and I keep on praying for the day when I can let my soul shine bright and glad. You tore me up and threw me down when I got up, threw my soul across a paper doll.
whichever way I can, but I can't. But the tears keep coming down. The law physics states what comes up must come down. You watch me jump in front of a train. You'll be the one to push me to save your name. Like Billy Elliot at a loss for words. I'm confused, mixed up, and mad as hell. But it takes more than that to break me down. As the world turns these lost episodes around. As I walk this lonely road with hopes that high, my life's in front of me, not living the past. Even when things seem so rough and sad, and I felt broken up and tossed aside, I picked myself up and I kept my pride. You aren't worth all I felt inside.
I trust that you knew my boo. Like broken glass, you swept me away. Like jaded waves, left me here astray.
And that is Broken Glass. I love it. Amazing rapping feel, too.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to kind of, I guess I'm doing something new a little bit, having that Michael Jackson edgy sound with rap as well. I think it's kind of a new thing, so I thought it was something fun to try.
It was really fresh and new. The first time I listened to it, I absolutely adored it, and I just love it even the eighth time I'm listening to it. It's a very, very amazing song. And where could people, like, purchase all of your music?
I'm going to be releasing a free mixtape EP type thing that I am going to title Broken Glass sometime this year. I don't have quite an actual set date, but it will be in 2012, and it will include Broken Glass, I Should Be, and many others, you know, kind of as a thank you to my fans, so it will be a free mixtape release, so I'm excited to have people hear that, and then I'll have plenty more music coming through the signing I just did, hopefully in the near future, so I look forward to that. Oh, and this is off topic, but I just want to say if my little sister Catherine is listening in, that she should eat the flan that she made me make the other day during the afternoon. I asked her if she wanted a snack, and she said she wanted flan, so I didn't even know what that was, so I spent my afternoon making flan, and it still hasn't been touched. So she's listening. I expect that to be eaten later.
Yes, exactly. So get on that.
Yeah. Okay, back to topic.
I love that. Hi, if you're listening. Hey.
Who is that?
Awesome. Wait, what were we talking about now? I don't even remember. Oh, goodness. This is so crazy, let me see.
What were we talking about?
Let me see. I think where we purchase your music. Oh, I'm so busy. We totally lose track all the time.
I know. I don't help that out with my ADD, I guess, coming on your show.
I'm the same way, so don't feel bad about it. I'm so out of it right now, it's not even funny. But purchasing your music, it's basically online, all easy, right?
Yeah, I do have my, but there will be plenty of music coming out on iTunes, and,
cool.
You know, I'll have to see how things pan out, but I'm hoping to start touring again soon, so hopefully I'll be in your area.
Yeah, very, very cool, very exciting.
And I'll have to bring Josie in some shows to perform.
Okay, that would be amazing.
I'm not kidding. You're going to get a call, and I'll be like, all right, do you have your bag packed? We're going.
That would be brilliant, brilliant. I would absolutely love one of these days to actually see you perform live, because I have not gotten a chance to do that, and I really need to, okay? So just let's make that happen, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
I could be your opening act. I'm willing.
That
would be
perfect.
Really cool. See? very, very cool. And so what are some of your musical inspirations? Michael Jackson, of course, but do you have any other ones?
Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, Neo. I got to perform for Neo a little bit not too long ago. Let's see, Bruno Mars, I started to really enjoy. Stevie Wonder, obviously Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5. Let's see, I have so many.
Oh, yeah.
I love Government Mule. I don't know if I'm really actually, I mean, I'm an R&B pop singer, but I'm a huge fan of Southern rock. Government Mule, I love the Allman Brothers. I'm a huge Susan Tedeschi fan. You know, the kind of blues, Southern rock thing. You know, I love all types of music. I think all music is really incredible. And one of the things in this world that can actually create peace.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I love all types of music. I think that's the best thing when you're open to different sounds and different people. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, music is really an incredible thing, tool that and thing that people have used throughout history. I just think it's incredible, even like the inventions of all these instruments. I don't know how people came up with them.
I know. It's just insane. It's insane. And there's new things every day, so it's always fresh, so that's which is very, very cool. So let's see here. I want to get to everything here with you. Oh, your song, One Last Night. We have that, yes.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect, perfect. So let's play that right now. One Last Night, and we'll be right back.
Just give me one last night to show you I can be true. Then maybe you want me back. Just one chance. mix. Can I get it to know what's real close? My approach real pivotal. Only see your smile, but your style got me thinking you enough about me. How things, let's get into you. Climax to my track, take it to your pinnacle. Wanna know your exact weight like a digital. Erupt like a volcanic rush is the visual. Picture me kissing you, don't just say what we listen to. Doing 98 on 98 in a Billy Coop. Only three corners of the car, cause I'm miserable. Now I'm stuck speaking to this mic, wishing it was you. Visions in my mind, rewind at your physical. Since you're an independent individual, the nonsense of the dudes is sitting so pitiful. Conscious ripping, telling me I better get it to. Hope you ain't got a man, cause I ain't playing the middle, dude.
I need you in my life every day. You're my soul reason for
was One Last Night. Love it, love it. So are you ready for some, like, fun questions here that we got
for
you?
Oh, yeah, I love for fun questions.
Okay, good, good. Well, they're not too crazy, not like last time, but these are kind of, like, serious, fun, you know, good questions.
Good.
Okay, so last time, well, one of these interviews I had with you, you told us some embarrassing onstage moments, but do you have any new onstage embarrassing moments they could share with us?
Let's see. You know, I've kicked over microphone stands. And let's see. You know, I guess I've probably had some I had some I wanted to talk about, and now I can't think.
It's all good.
Oh, let's see. I had some during the Christmas Carol. It's not music, but you know, where I was about to go on stage, and I was putting my outfit on, and I actually like ripped half of my costume in half, so they quickly had to jury-rigged the thing together and just hoped that didn't fall apart while I was standing on my 10-foot stool. There's one scene in it where these two little kids come and basically grab onto my legs because they're want and ignorance, and it's part of the Christmas Carol story. But they didn't realize that they were actually holding onto my legs. So each of them were pulling at me. So I actually, couple of performances almost fell off my stool, and I had to use my entire strength to just stay in one place. But each kid was pulling in a different direction. just the things that go on in theater. And I'm probably the only person who would ever talk about them, but it's all part of show business, and I've had some good, some funny things that have happened while filming for different shows. I had one thing where I was in a rolling chair and I actually fell off of the set. It was a decent drop, so that was pretty funny. I'd say it went during the acting, like filming days, and what's to come. I am in more blooper scenes than most people because I enjoy having fun.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And like you said, it's totally show business. So all you have to do is just pick yourself up, and that's what you do.
I know. You
move on.
You obviously have to be a whack job to be in this business like we're in, but
yeah,
we love it anyway.
Exactly, exactly. So, yes, very, very funny moments that you've had on stage.
I know.
That is hilarious. Let's see. I have a list here. What are some more funny questions here? What's the craziest thing a fan has ever asked you to sign? Do you have anything crazy that someone asked you to sign?
I've signed anything from shoes to bowling balls to hair pieces to girls' undershirts, pants. I've signed arms, foreheads.
Wow.
The list goes on. Some of the stuff I didn't even know what I was signing. I just was kind of like in Ricky Bobby. In Ricky Bobby's Hell Yeah Good Nights, he calls it his autograph mode, where he just his hand moves and he's autographing things and ends up autographing his assistant's forehead. But I think back to where to where I am now is just incredible, where people actually want my autograph is, you know, still really a strange thing, but, you know, really an incredible thing as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you've got to sign a bunch of interesting things.
I know. I've signed roller skates.
Roller skates and bowling balls and
shirts.
Very interesting. Very, very cool.
I don't even know why someone had a bowling ball on them.
I know.
I was almost afraid to ask.
I know. I would have been so frightened. I would have been like, I'll sign it, but please let me know what it's for.
I know.
Okay.
And it's like in Step Brothers when he has a samurai sword signed by what's-his-face. remember in what's-his-face? Randy Jackson. There we go. American Idol. He's like, well, why do you have it signed by Randy Jackson? He goes, well, it was the only thing I had on me at the time, and you wouldn't not get his autograph. So, yeah, I mean, fans are fans can, you know, they definitely go all out, but it's truly incredible.
Very, very incredible. There's a question in the chat room. Stephen Rummy in the chat room asks, Scott, what was the worst thing you ever had to do? The worst thing that you ever had to do.
You mean in music or in life?
Let's do both. No, let's do both.
Oh,
he says all.
All? Oh, that's hard.
Worst thing you ever had to do.
I honestly have no idea. I've done a lot of strange things, which are not all I think are bad. I'd have to think about that for a while. What's the strangest thing you've ever had to do? Or the worst thing?
The strangest thing I ever had to do?
Yep.
Let's see. Well, interview Katie Cook from the bathroom could have been counted as one. that one can count. But don't think it's anything crazy, okay? I had an interview with her. I had an interview with her, and we had, the best phone reception was the one that was in our bathroom, so we had to set up, like, this whole setup and stuff. It's crazy. Don't make fun. Don't judge. That was probably the craziest thing that I ever had to do.
That's really funny, actually.
Yeah.
I'm so amazed that you do this show every single Friday. You have the most dedication I've ever seen and heard, so... what you and your mom do is really incredible. I don't think I could do it every single Friday, and you guys definitely put together an incredible show. So I want to thank you for letting me be part of it. So, and I can't wait to keep being on the show as well in the future.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And you know you can come back any time, and we always have fun here. You know that. We have just crazy things. Yeah, we definitely have just some crazy things happening backstage that people don't know, so, Yes, you never know.
I know.
It's crazy. So let's see, what's another fun question for you? Well, what's this more on a serious note, what was the best career memory so far that you've had? What would you say?
Probably one of them was getting an acceptance letter to Berklee College of Music. That was really a dream come true. I had honestly never been so stressed and nervous before that in my entire life, going to the audition and just waiting and waiting and waiting. It felt like an eternity. But you know, just knowing that I'm going to be going to school like that. Definitely one of the best moments probably would be just some of the artists I've opened for with the Wu-Tang Clan and Brand Nubian. Probably my favorite moment would probably have to be performing at the MGM Grand Theater. That was just especially I had to get there really early morning to get ready. It was a live televised thing, and just standing there by myself in an empty theater, just seeing what was later to be filled up, is just, you know, really an incredible thing, and I'll never forget that experience.
Yeah, just an amazing experience. You've had a lot of amazing experiences. And I have to say, we at the Josie Show, my producer, my web designer, we all are so, so proud that you got into Berkeley. And congratulations and many great things to come for you. I already know it. 2012 is your year.
Thank you so much. Oh, and I just thought of the most crazy, one of the craziest things I've done. So I was I was in New York City 2 months ago, and I wanted to go see the Rockettes for Christmas. And so I was there, and I was waiting in line, and some guy was like pulled me out of line, some old guy, and he's like, I'm not a scalper, but I actually run this Jersey Shore Broadway tour group, and if you pretend to be part of my group, you can come into the show, and you only have to pay me $25, so for the rest of the day, I pretended to be a group from the Jersey Shore, and I had to act like them, and so I could get all the little special things. But it was kind of funny. It was like being part of the Jersey Shore and things you do to save money, I guess.
Brilliant. That is hilarious. So that's the craziest thing you've ever done.
Yeah, I wonder what I have to say.
Very, very interesting. And Scott, we have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show again. And obviously, you can come back anytime, even just to say hi. You're a friend of the show. You know that.
Oh, thank you. This is the last year being on your show has really been incredible, and I can't wait to be on it again very soon.
Oh, yes.
And if I keep getting too busy, just text me and tell me to slow down to take a Friday off to be on the show.
Exactly.
Because I enjoy it so much, and I can't wait to hear your new music as well. When are you going to start recording that?
We are recording. We're going down to record in 2 weeks.
Oh,
two
wow.
2 more weeks. Yes. I am crazy, crazy excited and nervous, and but I'm like excited to like see how like everything that is put into making a great song. You know what I mean? I've never really known
totally
the whole process. I mean, I hear about it all the time from guests and stuff, but I never really got to see it. You know what I mean?
No, I totally. And it is definitely one of those things where you could read about it, but once you're actually experiencing it, it's really incredible. I still remember the first time I stepped into my first professional studio and heard myself singing and recording right there, and just the way they add some reverb to your voice, and they really can transform you into a completely, just it's an incredible process. You're really going to enjoy it.
Oh, I'm very excited, and I will definitely take pictures for everyone to check out that I can send you. Yes.
Something I wish I had done earlier, but you may even want to have your manager or your mom or whoever maybe even film you while you're recording the studio, because that may come in handy either for a music video or just cool backstage footage for your fans later on.
That's a good idea. I never even thought about that.
I'm giving you all my good ideas, but
we need some good ideas.
You could even take the audio out of it and add it into something if you're like playing a different song and you just want it as kind of like an overlay video or something. Just an idea.
Oh, that is awesome! Yes, those are some really good ideas, and I'm gonna actually try the filming thing and see how that works, because maybe I can use it for something.
Yeah, but I'm really excited for your music.
Thanks.
Just stay true to type of music you love, and you're going to do a great thing.
Oh, thank you, and you too, and I'm super excited to check out all of the music you have coming up and all that fun stuff, and you know I'm going to be supporting all of your stuff, and have fun in college.
Thank you, and I appreciate that, and I just wanted to let everyone know if I do tweet, I don't know how many times I tweet, but I tweet a lot, so if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Scotty Isbell, S-C-O-T-T-Y-I-S-B-E-L-L, and yeah, I mean, my tweets are really, I mean, I was tweeting about Swan for most of the day the other day, so you never know what I'm going to be tweeting about. Most of the time it has nothing to do with music or anything, so, and I love interacting with my fans and new fans at all hours of the day. I've stayed up till 3 or 4 a.m. just tweeting back fans, so, you know, if you want to message me, I'm there.
All
and
right.
I will call you all back. So.
Oh, that is awesome. Sounds good. So remember to follow.
Yep. And I don't want to take up all your airtime like Savannah and I did last time where we ran over. So I'm gonna let you go. I'm hoping I might even come on next Friday to come on as a just as a fan of the show.
Yeah.
They might see me in the chat room, everyone.
If
not then,
awesome.
Very soon, because I really miss being in the chat room, talking with Peanut the Squirrel.
The chat room is so much fun. People, like, not a lot of people go in the chat room. They mostly, like, call in to listen or listen to archives. But the chat room is fun, people. Go in the chat room.
It really is. Like,
it really is.
Facebook is just out the door compared to the Josie Show chat room, so.
See what I mean? You heard it here first.
By the way, if I have Facebook calling me for legal reasons later, you'll know where I am. So with that, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I want to thank you again for letting me on the show. Yeah, you know, I truly appreciate all and the friendship we've built from this. So keep doing your thing, and I will talk to you very soon.
Oh, anytime, and you can come back anytime, as you know, and we will talk to you soon. All right, thank you for coming on.
Bye, Scott.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Josie.
That was Scott Isbell, who is amazing, super, super talented, and such a great friend of ours. Now, I am so confused because I have people talking in my ear. What's happening?
Yes, you do, Josie. And we got a couple of very special callers for your birthday.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't know why I'm nervous.
This first one. I'm going to let you introduce this first one, but you have to guess who it is. The only clue I'm going to give you is she has an accent, and she's calling from Europe.
Okay.
And it might be fun if the two of you could maybe switch accents so we have something to air in our best of show.
Oh, goodness. I can't. I'm not good with accents. I'm going to totally butcher an accent. All right,
well,
so let me guess.
Well, you'll try. So, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Bonjour.
Hi. Wait, let me guess. Is this Maggie? Yeah, is this Maggie?
No.
Oh. Hello?
No.
Who is this?
Hello? No.
I'm so confused. Someone help me.
It was quite a long time ago. You don't remember me?
Oh, my gosh. Are you messing with me? It has to be Maggie.
Is that the thing is that?
It has to be Maggie. It has to be. Are you serious?
No.
Hello? Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, hello, Maggie.
Oh, yeah, sure, you're right.
Awesome.
Maggie. Mad Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
Hiya. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're 17-year-old.
I know. I don't feel any different yet, but
okay,
I'm 17.
I don't feel like any older than being 17 either.
Yes.
Feel as old as you do.
Exactly. How have you been? What's new with you?
Gosh, life has been really busy. I've moved house. I've recorded three original songs. I've one being released actually this incoming week. I've an EP coming out. It'll be out probably in a couple of, I would say, a few. I'm not trying to get a lot of things done in a very short space of time. EP's coming out probably about March or April. I've also been asked to record a song by a big, well-known Nashville songwriter himself. And I'm going in to record that at the end of February.
Mm, you are busy, busy. You have a lot of things
going
on.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. And tonight I actually got another song sent to me. So I heard it and it's shit hot. Or am I allowed to say that on your show?
Yes.
Well, sorry, I already have.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Well, I'm very excited to, like, check out all of your new music, and I hope you send them to us so we could play them.
Yeah, sure. I believe you're recording it as well. I was listening in to your previous caller, and
yeah.
I think he talks as much as I do.
Oh, he is
amazing.
I love people who talk, because I'm a talker.
Right, that's great. My dad doesn't like that. He likes me to be quieter.
No, never. Keep talking.
Well, I'm not
we love your
in the
accent,
bathroom
so
right at the moment talking to you. You're all right.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, well, this was a huge surprise.
I heard
I wasn't
these things,
you
know. But listen, have
not...
a great birthday.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Awesome. I have to say awesome. I just love that expression.
Awesome.
Awesome, yeah. I'm practicing.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for calling and wishing me a happy birthday. And we love you here, Maggie. You can come anytime.
Thank you very much. My birthday is on, I think it's my birthday would be what, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mine is the day after St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, we're gonna wish you a happy birthday, a big happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, Anna. I'm glad you had a good one yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh yes, yes. My birthday was yesterday, and it was great. Spend time with family and friends and cake.
Oh, brilliant. Ah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of cake.
Oh, you're making me hungry now.
I know, right?
Well, Laura, let's let you go. I'm sure you have other people you're waiting on, so
oh,
sorry
no
for messing
problem.
You about. You'll have
thank
to practice
you.
An accent. My accent was really crappy. I was going to do something different, and then just changed my mind in the last minute. So I'm sorry. It was...
It was good. It was really, really good. I loved it. I loved it, Maggie.
Good
we
for
love
nothing.
You.
You mean it was good for nothing?
It was good. It was good.
I try something different the next time. You know me.
Yes.
Typical,
you are
typical experience, aren't we?
You try, definitely. You got to try something else like that.
Have a great evening, Josie, and enjoy the rest of your callers. And have a super recording and all the very, very best for the album.
Thank
I'm looking
you.
Out for it. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
you
so much, Maggie.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Maggie.
That was Maggie. You ready for
yes.
a caller number two out of now three callers waiting?
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay, you're
going to
know
I,
this next caller because
ooh.
He's one of your favorites of all time. And I'm not
okay.
just saying that. I know for a fact you really love him. He is a mm-hmm. musical legend. He is Pauly Carmen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Josie. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Okay, I am, like, seriously growing out right now. That is amazing.
Happy birthday, Josie. How are you?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm 17 and super excited about it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And I just want to say congratulations to you on many levels. I mean, my goodness, you are busy and getting ready to get more busy, I think.
I am just taking it day by day. I am so excited, and I've been asking people for advice. I've been asking all my friends for advice because this is the first time I'm going to be in a recording studio. So if you have any advice, please.
Oh, you know what? I think Scott Isbell gave you very, very good words of wisdom, very positive.
Yeah.
He was a very positive young man about staying true to yourself. And, you know, when you get in the studio, just loosen up as much as you can and just go with it. You're going to be fantastic. I can't wait to sing with you.
Okay. I am so beyond excited. You don't even have to ask. You'll just be like, Josie, sing this with me, and I'll be like, okay.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Congratulations on your song publishing contract. I just wish you nothing but the best, and I'm watching you, okay? I'm watching you. I'm going to watch you fly, girl. You are already flying, but you are fantastic. And you know what? We're voting for you for the Shorty Award. Has it already happened?
Woo!
Did you win?
Oh, no, not yet. I think they're still voting, right? Pretty sure it's still.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully.
Well, we're in for you. We're in for you, Josie. Go get them, girl.
Thank you. Okay, you are beyond amazing. Can I just say that right now? Thank you so much. And we're definitely, same to you. We're going to be checking out everything you're doing, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Josie. Enjoy your evening. I know you had a wonderful day yesterday. We're kind of monitoring you and your success, and we're going to continue to do so. We love you, Josie.
Oh gosh, we love you too so much, and you can come back anytime you please. You know that.
Thank you, and we will definitely do it. Thank you very much. You are very kind. You take care.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much, Polly. Carmen.
You're welcome, honey.
I have a quick question for Polly before we let him go.
Okay.
When Josie goes into the studio to record her album,
yes,
is it, like, acceptable that she's going to be wearing a Snuggie and fuzzy slipper?
Absolutely.
I have to be comfortable.
Absolutely. Be as comfortable as you like. Be just as comfortable as you like because, you know, comfort goes along with, you know, putting it across the way you want it to be. You know what I mean? And comfort will put you in that zone just right where you want to be. You're going to be making hits, you know, and it doesn't really matter what you're wearing. So, you know, wear what makes you very, very comfortable.
Alan must know me well because he knows I'm going to be in a Snuggie.
Absolutely. Quite acceptable. Quite acceptable. Not a problem.
Good. That's important.
Absolutely. That's for sure, Josie.
Thank you so much, Polly.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. You take care. Much love to you.
Oh, you too. Oh,
all right.
Bye
bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
That
and
was
our next
friend.
Caller
Ooh,
is a previous guest who has called in on many occasions to say hi to Josie, and he's calling in again to wish her a happy birthday. Please welcome Rick Cuevas.
Yeah. Hi, Rick.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Josie.
Thank you. I am very excited to be talking with all my friends. This is so fun.
Yeah, and we have Sophia here too. She, you know, she'd like to say happy birthday too. Hang on.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Sophia. You're awesome. You rock.
Yes, thank you. And heard the guy talking about this, you know, trying to give advice about when you go into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
just, you got it right, the relax, trying to be as relaxed and comfortable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes don't, maybe try not to try too hard, just let it flow if you can. Let it feel natural.
Yeah.
If you get all tight, you know, nervous, it kind of doesn't come out nice.
But
you have good engineers to work with. You have Have you met the sound engineers yet or anything?
Not yet, but yeah, I think we're going to meet them the day before we record, which is in a couple weeks, two more weeks. So I'm very excited. Yeah, people are telling me that's very important.
Yeah, It's like doing a test run, you know, when you're going to a place you haven't been before, you kind of drive out there the day before to see where it is, you know. And then,
yes.
You know. And then you feel a little more comfortable that way. It won't be all totally new to you. It'll be a little bit more familiar. And, you know, rehearse a little bit, but not too much. Don't over-rehearse. And and just try to relax. And maybe if the engineer is good, he'll start running tape without you knowing it. And when you're all relaxing, you don't think it's recording. Then you capture this really good take, and you go, "Oh, I wish you would have taped that." And he goes, "Aha, I did."
That's a good idea.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, if you have an engineer that can do that kind of thing, that would be great. But it's not, you know, not totally necessary. But those are the kind that kind of capture these moments that you wouldn't have, you know, you maybe if you knew you were being recorded, you might not have done it that way.
Right.
You might have tightened up a little bit or something. So. Think about it, and just relax.
Yeah.
You know, wear your fuzzy slippers.
Yeah,
and,
snuggy.
Is it going to be nighttime or daytime recording?
I don't know. I think daytime. I might look a little crazy with my snuggy, but I can work it.
Okay. but if it's in the indoors, maybe they could dim the lights a little bit, make it kind of like it's relaxing.
Exactly.
You get sit in a beanbag chair and sing or something.
That is a good idea. Thank you so much for the advice and all that fun stuff. I'm going to be a kid in a candy store. I'm not going to know what to touch first.
Yeah. And what the other thing is, you know, I remember my first recording experience, and it's nothing like the ones you'll have down the road. You know, the more you do it throughout the years, you'll grow into it and. You'll see what I mean down the road when you do more stuff. But of course, the first time is really exciting, and you always remember that for the rest of your life.
So, oh, absolutely! Yeah. I'm gonna have to take Scott's advice for recording it, filming it if we could. That sounds like a good idea. Not a bad
idea. Do a documentary of the whole thing. Film it. It'll
be
like the Beatles movie called Let It Be, you know. Except without all the bickering.
Exactly.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's a good idea to document it.
Oh, that
right.
is a good idea. I am definitely going to do that, and I'm going to show all of you guys.
We're just going to be happy if Josie makes it through the studio without catching fire.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll let you go and let you get on to the next people. And we just wanted to wish you happy birthday and good luck on the recording.
Thank you so much, Rick and Sophia. You both are so amazing. And I'm going to be checking out everything that you guys are doing, too. I'm a fan. You know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to hear your stuff so we can be fans, too, man. You know.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Thank you guys so much. And you guys rock.
Okay, thank you, and move on, and groove on.
Groove on. Rack up.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank
we'll see you later.
Bye.
Oh, awesome.
Are you
awesome.
Ready for the next caller?
Oh, goodness, yes. Yes.
Red alert.
Oh.
Squirrels have entered the building. Red alert.
That scared me. Peanut, what's up?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm so excited. It's my birthday. Okay, I'm done freaking out.
And now, like what was announced at the beginning of the show, I get to interview the birthday girl. Woohoo!
Oh, goodness, I'm scared. I should have had a pre-interview on my interview that was going to be an interview. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. All right, what's the question?
Well, that wouldn't be any fun.
That's true. You do like to surprise me. Ugh.
Okay, are you ready for question number one?
Okay.
Okay, do you remember when you were born? Was it in a tree?
No, I don't think I was born in a tree. See, my mom left out that detail, so I don't know for sure if I was born in a tree or not, but I'm assuming a hospital, hopefully. Hopefully.
Trees are more fun.
Trees are more fun. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Question number two.
Yes.
What presents did you get for your birthday yesterday?
Well, I got a lot of – it's funny because since I'm 17 and stuff now, people don't know exactly what to, like, get a 17-year-old girl here. So money mostly or gift cards, all that fun stuff. I got some clothes, a little bit of that, but mostly money.
Money.
See, you can't go wrong with money.
Okay, question number 3. Are you going to have any more birthdays?
Yes, I am hoping it's an annual thing. I am hoping I continue to have birthdays every year. I'm hoping that I turn 18 next year. So, yes, that is a yes.
Okay, and question number 4 was submitted by several of your fans. Did you eat a cake, and was there nuts in it?
Yes. I did eat my cake. It was chocolate, and it was delicious. But no, it did not have any nuts in it. It had sprinkles on the top, but no nuts.
Okay. And the last question, which birthday is your favorite?
Which birthday is my favorite? I think this one is my favorite because I get to talk to all of my amazing friends. I mean, what 17-year-old gets to talk to all of these amazing people on their birthday and they're just singing happy birthday and all that other stuff? This is insaneness. I'm loved. But yeah.
You know what would be a really great birthday present?
What?
If everybody went to the online store and bought a Josie Show Snuggie.
Ooh, yeah, buy a Josie Snuggie. I'm going to buy a Josie Snuggie. I want my face on it. Is my face on it?
Yes, it is.
Now I will be rocking a Josie Snuggie at my album thingy recording. See what I mean? Check me out. I'll take pictures of that. I'll look hot.
Well, happy birthday, and I'm going to let you and Tina come on and say happy birthday to our daughter. Not like she hasn't seen you for the past 24 hours. And I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Thank you, Pina. Bye. Woo. Thanks for wishing me happy birthday. Yeah. I feel so special right now. It's not even funny. I feel like I need, like, one of those happy birthday tiara things. Why don't I have one of those? Anyway, so let me bring my producer on the line with me if she is not doing anything or streaming anything. Because she's too busy. My producer and my web designer, Aaron, these two have been crazy busy setting up everything and making sure I don't know anything. So let's go. Let's rock.
I'm not doing anything. Got my feet up.
Yeah, right.
ignore the sweat from working on the switchboard.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need to get ourselves a switchboard operator. Thank goodness for our co-producer, Alan, because he has been helping work that switchboard tonight. So
hey,
that
guys.
I'm in my mind. I really
appreciate it.
You
really don't know everything because we have another caller. It's a very special caller. And I'm only going to give Josie one clue who it is. And it's a one-word clue. Pogo sticks.
Ooh, pogo sticks. Oh, yeah, Celeste Kellogg.
Hello, happy birthday.
Thank you, I'm 17.
That's crazy.
I know. It's so, so crazy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fabulous. I am beyond excited. I have cake. I'm a happy girl right now.
How was your birthday?
It was great. Spent time with family, friends. It's all the best. It was so, so much fun. I loved it. I loved every second of it. And I just can't believe I'm 17. Oh, my goodness. Time goes by too fast.
Oh, I know. It goes by way too fast. It's crazy.
Oh, I know. It's insane. But you know what? My birthday wish here, I will say right now, we need to finally get to meet up somewhere or something. You know what I mean? I need to see you live or something. That's my birthday.
I know. And we need a pogo stick together once and for all.
I know. We keep mentioning it and all this other stuff. I'm like, oh, we have to. We have to now. I'm so excited.
Yes, we do.
Every
hopefully before you turn 18.
Yes, that would be a great plan. I would love that. That
so
would be
I.
amazing.
I mean, we've been talking about it for so long, but we finally need to do it.
Oh, yes. I agree. That thing will be on YouTube. I'm telling you now.
I was just going to suggest that when you pogo stick together, go put it on YouTube and watch it go viral.
Yes, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Tina could just stand there going, yep, that's my daughter.
Yeah. Sorry, Celeste.
I was just saying, you have music coming out, right?
Yes, in a couple more weeks, I'm going to be recording my single, Teenage Girl, which I am crazy nervous about. I need advice. I've been asking for advice from my friends and stuff. Do you have any advice for me? I'm crazy nervous.
Well, I say just have fun with it. You know what I mean? The studio is one of my favorite places to be, especially when you hear the music all come together. It's a lot of fun, and that's the big thing. I mean, it'll be nervous maybe the first couple times you go through it. I mean, I know I was. But
right.
Once you get that out and you're just like, all right, this is cool, I can do this. It's fun, and, you know, just really get into what you're singing and have fun with it.
Oh, I am so excited and nervous all at the same time, and I am going to be as comfortable as I can. Like I mentioned, I'm probably going to have a Snuggie or something, some slippers, because I'm my best when I'm calm.
Yes. Make you feel like it's like at home as possible.
Exactly. I will be rocking my Snuggie, and I'm going to be filming it, if I can, of course, for everyone to see, because it'll be something. It'll be fun. New experience.
Awesome, and I can't wait to hear it.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I am checking out everything that you're doing, because we are Humungo fans.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, anytime. And I am so happy you were able to call in, because I know you've been busy.
Me too. Well, I'll let you go and talk to more people, but happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Celeste, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo! That was our friend Celeste. She is amazing. I'm super excited I got to talk to her again. She is just beyond incredible, and I am loving all this fun advice I'm getting, and these birthday wishes. I feel so special. I feel so loved. I love it. So let's see. What else do we have going on here? Like, I don't even know what's planned. To be honest with you.
That's the best way to be. So,
see?
Yep. And Stephen D is still up to come. We're waiting on Stephen D here. And I think while we're doing that, we are actually going to start out and we're going to play one of his songs. So,
cute.
We got some time to get that in. They're going to get that in now. That's what we're going to do.
Rock
so,
on.
You know, we want to do that. So, let me just get that going up here. If I can find it, we'll be rocking and rolling.
Let's
all right.
See this.
So we've got a song from Stephen D. Here we go.
Woo!
Woke up this morning to two blue bloodshot eyes, the reflection of a man that fell from paradise. Hell ain't just a place you go, it's a state of mind. The devil's in the man, not the women and the wine. And I can see him in the mirror, and he looks a lot like me. I can hear him whisper song, well, I got just what you need. With my 20-20 hindsight, it couldn't be no clearer. Biggest fight in this old life is the devil in the mirror. Takes a lot of falling, old man, to get this low. And I can't help but wondering if there's a bottom to this hole. I was born in a sin,
clear as the morning dew. But I heard it say that the devil wants an angel too. And I can see him in the mirror, and he looks a lot like me. I can hear him whisper, son, well, I got just what you need. With my 20-20 hindsight, it couldn't be no clearer. The biggest fight in this old life is the devil. It's time I met him face to face. I can see him in the mirror, and he looks a lot like me. I can hear him a whisper, son, I got just what you need. When my 20-20 hindsight, it couldn't be no clearer. The biggest fight in this old life is the devil in a mirror.
Devil in the Mirror by Stephen Duff or Stephen D. We are so excited to be able to play that. We are going to rock some more songs here tonight from Scott Nickel, who was our first guest tonight. So let's see if we can get some more of those on, too. We don't want to miss out. He sent us a bunch of great songs. So here's Scott Nickel with Auburn Tinted Skies.
Look up at the almond tinted skies, see red. I know it might have been. Hadn't told myself so many lies. Time was on my side to star in this dream. Look up at the almond tinted skies, see the clouds. That's where my head has been. Far too long I've been a dream of the flies. But sometimes life is a bad movie scene. I look up at the almond tinted skies, but I still see hope there. All of a sudden lost his breath in these lungs. Maybe I need to change my ways and capture the song that I can hear in my head. That's already being sung. And oh, like a picture painted perfectly in my mind, I'll still keep on searching till I find peace in the rain and love in the storm. Filled cry and wonder in the auburn tinted sky. I look up at the auburn tinted sky and I still see hope there. All of a sudden lost his breath in these lungs. Maybe I need to change my ways, capture the song that I can hear in my head. That's already being sung. And oh, like a picture painted perfectly in my mind, I'll still keep on searching till I find peace in the rain, love in the storm, beauty in the tear-filled cries, and wonder in the auburn-tinted skies. The auburn-tinted skies. People look at me and they just say, no way. Is he gonna make it? It's too late in the day. There's a word on my tongue, I'm gonna speak it out and say. See, as long as there is night time, as long as there is day, I'll find peace in the rain, love in the storm, beauty in the tear-filled cries, and wonder in the auburn-tinted sky, the auburn tinted sky. Well,
Some people look at me and they just say, no way. Is he gonna make it? It's too late in the day. With the word on my tongue, I'm gonna speak it out and say, see, as long as there's nighttime, as long as there's day, I'll find peace in the rain, love in the storm, beauty in the tear-filled cries. Peace in the rain, love in the storm, beauty in the tear-filled cries. Peace in the rain, love in the storm, and in the tear-filled cries. And wonder in the auburn tinted skies. The auburn tinted skies. The auburn tinted skies. The auburn tinted.
That was Scott Nickel with Auburn Tinted Skies. Awesome song.
Yeah.
We've got one more here by Scott Nickel to play. Here's Christina's View.
What does she see through those hazel eyes? A different world from the rest of us. I would like my words to do justice to her story. Her courage, while others just saw hopelessness. She's an extraordinary woman with X-ray eyes. Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? Makes you go on through the years of pain. In a body bound, I know you roam free. I would like to get inside of your head to know how you do. You seem to say yes when others just say no. Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? Over the landscape she tracks herself. Over the field she goes, making the most of the hand she's dealt. To her life is where she grows. Arid deserts don't seem to stop her. She finds water in everyday things. And to the hopelessness, she just says yes. She's an extraordinary woman with X-ray eyes. Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? Lifts her from the pain. This is Christina's view. From those beautiful eyes looking up, the smile drowns out the sighs. She's an extraordinary woman with X-ray eyes. Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? Christina, what do you see? Tell me, what do you see? And to the hopelessness, she just says yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for my birthday show with wonderful guests Scott Nickel and Scott Isbell and many, many more who surprised us. And it looks like we're going to have to reschedule Stephen D. We might have got maybe we got some time zone errors. It always happens, so it's no big deal. We'll just have to reschedule Stephen D. No big deal. But thank you guys so much for tuning in and wishing me a happy birthday and all the great advice and luck. for my recording, my single in a couple weeks. Thank you guys so much, and we will talk to you all soon. But first, I just had a note here that I have something to say. I have something to say. I obviously have something to say. Okay, so upcoming guests on future episodes are... on February 17th, my guest will be Catherine Luan. On February 24th, I'll be hitting the road to record my first single, so I'll bring you a best-of interview show. It's going to be amazing. You'll get to hear some of the great interviews, past and funny moments, all narrated by one of my producers, Alan Firestone, which I'm nervous about. It'll be a blast. I'm just playing with you. But, yes, it's going to be very funny. I'm sure of it with Alan. Then I'll be back on March 2nd with guests Don Schenk and Jesse Bryant. And we're confirming a bunch more bookings, so keep checking out the homepage of our site to see many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. Remember, at josieshow.com. Also, we're currently booking for the rest of March, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the Contacts tab on our website at josieshow.com and send us a message. We'd love to hear from all of you. So, yeah, I mean, I just have so much things that I need to share with you guys. So, also, Sunday is the last day to turn in your songs for our songwriting contest. So send in your songs to Josie, J-O-S-I-E, at josieshow.com. Please make sure you do that. And also check on the forums on josieshow.com for all the details and rules of participation. And so, yeah, so two more days and to get all your songs in to be entered in our fun contest. Yeah. So thank you guys so much. Now I'm going to have leftover cake, and I will see you guys all soon. Bye, everyone. Mwah.